You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Kelly Morton, who is with the Eaton County Prosecutor's Office, and she is the prosecutor who handled the case against former Okemos teacher William Brian Polston. Good evening, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Now, sentencing occurred today in the courtroom of Judge Calvin Osterhaven in Eaton County, and we've heard that the sentence was 15 to 30 years. What was it like at the courtroom today for sentencing?
Well, it was very emotional, I think, for everyone involved, and pretty tense, but we were ultimately very satisfied with the result, and I think it was a big relief for the victim who obviously has been under a lot of stress through this entire situation.
Oh, most certainly. How old is, may I ask how old the victim is now?
22.
I see. Okay. The sentence was 15 to 30 years. Was that light, or was that kind of expected in sentencing guidelines?
The 15 years falls right in the middle of the sentencing guidelines. And in this case, because the maximum penalty is life for any term of years, the judge sets both the minimum and the maximum. So I would say that it was within the guidelines and really kind of what we were expecting. And that was the recommendation of the Department of Corrections as well.
I see. Okay. And how many, and forgive me for some of these questions, I'm curious, how many years must William Brian Polston serve before he has the possibility of parole, if that is a possibility?
All right. Because of truth in sentencing in Michigan, he has to serve at least the 15 years before he can be eligible for parole. So in every case where there's a prison sentence, they have to serve at least the minimum before they can be considered for parole because of the truth in sentencing.
Very good. I think a lot of people were asking, I heard that discussion today, how many years does he have to serve? He's been in custody since the conviction came down in January. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay. In reading the newspaper article that was in the paper on Lansing State Journal today, Mr. Polston gave a statement before sentencing, and that statement frankly made me feel like he still doesn't get it. That he doesn't get what he has done in this case.
Well, I would say that throughout this entire case and even today at sentencing, I never heard anything that I would truly consider remorse or acknowledgement of his actions over the period of time from 2003 to 2004 when this occurred, and I think we were all kind of looking for that. So I tend to agree with you. I think he doesn't get it, and he has not acknowledged what happened.
And just for those folks to catch him up or fill in a couple of blanks, he was convicted of three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct and three counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct following a jury trial in Ingham County. And those acts first occurred in 2003 when the victim was a 14-year-old freshman at Okemos High School. Did I get that right? I don't want to misspeak anything here.
You did, except it's Eaton County, not Ingham County.
Oh, you know,
but
I'm sorry. I keep
okay.
saying that in Eaton County. And I guess Ingham County comes up because he's still facing a trial in Ingham County as well. And the reason for the two venues is some of these acts occurred in Eaton County, and then there's still a trial for anything that may have occurred in Ingham County.
That's correct. Some of the acts occurred at his residence, which is in Eaton County, and some of them occurred at the Okemos High School, which is in Ingham County. And so I think their charges arise from those acts and also acts that happened at the victim's residence.
Okay. This case, there's a lot of different aspects of it. And one of them that I think is very, very important, Mr. Polston's attorney has been quoted not just in the article today, his name is Frank Reynolds, but also in other articles, that the victim's motive for making the allegations was to extort money. After investigating this case and working with the victim, what is your response to that? And what was the truth?
Well, I think that has been a misconception about this case from the beginning. And, of course, our office has not commented on this while it was pending. But the testimony at trial was that the victim was, in fact, being advised by an attorney and actually got some bad advice from that attorney, indicating that the statute of limitations had run on the criminal charge and that there would be no ability to proceed criminally. And that her only option was to proceed with a civil remedy. And so I think that kind of dispels that notion that she was only after money. She, at the time, was 19 years old and following the advice of an attorney who she trusted to give her good advice. Unfortunately, that's not what happened, and that all came out in the testimony at trial.
And I wasn't able, of course, because I'm here, to attend any of the trial, but was there any answers to the question as to why this attorney would have given her this advice during testimony?
Not really.
Okay.
There was some discussion by the attorney about whether or not that was actually what she said, but other testimony and other evidence presented at the trial really showed that that was what was said to the victim and her family. And I don't know why.
So the victim and her family, in looking for some kind of redress and looking for some kind of justice, were told by this attorney at the time that they had no other recourse but to take civil action for money.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that does explain, you know, why it was stopped there. And how did we get to the point of being able to bring a case in Eaton County after that happened?
Well, in fact, this all came to light actually through someone the victim had confided in about this, what happened to her as a freshman in sophomore and junior at the hands of Mr. Polston. And that person discovered later on, in fact was another teacher at Okemos High School, and discovered later on that Mr. Polston was still teaching at Okemos High School. That other teacher, who did testify at trial as well, was under the impression that once the attorney was involved with the victim, that this would all be handled and he would no longer be teaching. And when she had been on leave, when she discovered that he was, in fact, still teaching at the school, that's when she reported it or had a discussion with someone who then reported it to the school district. And it was the school district who ultimately reported it to the police.
How is the victim doing? Today is emotionally overwhelming, but in general, trying to recover from these incidents as a child, at 14, you're a child. How is she doing today?
You know, she, first of all, through this entire situation, has really exhibited a tremendous amount of courage in her ability to come here to testify, actually, on two separate occasions about what happened to her. And I think has shown tremendous grace under pressure as well. She, as she said in her statement in court today, is doing very well. She is in school. She's in college. She's going to graduate with a nursing degree. And she is not letting this define her, which I think just speaks volumes about her character as well. But I have just been very impressed with her ability to handle this and her courage and strength in coming forward to get this out and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Well, it does take a lot of courage to do that. Kelly, we'll be following now that this case has wrapped up. We'll be ready to follow with the Ingham County case as that comes in. I certainly appreciate your time to talk with us this evening.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Kelly Morton, who is with the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office, Eaton County Prosecutor's Office, and handled the case against William Brian Polston. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.